so excited to be on our own show. Thanks to our wonderful friend Jackie, Don and Doug and the DBS staff. This is just really a great time for us. You know, Rod is a trance channel, which means that his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for those on the call comes through and uses his body as a normal body. He's channeled over 100 beings so far over his career, and we get no advance notice. So we don't know who will come through tonight, but it will be the perfect being for those whose energies are on the call. What happens is Rod will leave, and the being for the time will come through, and then we will take questions in order of call-in. Now, the call-in number, in case you dialed in on listen only, you have to hang up and dial a different number. And the call-in number is 888-627-6008. And so that's what you have to do in order to ask. Okay? So, are we ready to go?
Hello, dear.
Hello, and welcome.
Thank you. My name is Isis.
Isis. How appropriate. Thank you very much for coming tonight. This is great. Do we have any callers yet? Not yet. Okay. Well, then I certainly like to know more about the situation, what's going on in the Middle East now, and how a group that appears mostly non-positive was stole your name and using the energy on it for their own purposes. And if you can address any of that.
I find it unfortunate that they use my name, and this will not last forever. I will say that.
Oh, I'm sure you're right on that. It can't.
Will not.
Yeah.
Will not stay.
Do you have any time estimate for mostly taken care of?
13 months.
13 months. Okay. Has some improvement been made in the situation already in the black?
Oh, yes. All things are moving in a positive direction, whether it appears that way to you or not.
All right. That's wonderful. Okay.
I need to tell you that the Earth, Mother Earth, vibration is rising to meet yours. When I say yours, I mean humanity.
Oh.
So keep sending her off. Keep sending humanity off. Because when you send Mother Earth off, she sends it right back to you, multiplied.
Yeah.
So love her, please.
Oh, yes. I'm sure every one of us pretty much on the call could be better at that and remembering who our mother is in that sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Of the other things going on in the Middle East, is where it's stable, where it's not stable at all, is it all playing out sort of positive, movement positive solution someday?
Yes.
Any particular progress that you can mention that would be maybe of interest to anyone on the call?
There are countries that are going through tremendous change, more so even than that. And it will be a positive change, but the individuals in those countries that are going to have to let go of their plans, which were not positive for the planet.
Yes.
We'll say that.
Yes, so that certainly describes the situation very, very good. And I'm sure there are very good people there trying to do the best job they can under some very trying circumstances.
Correct.
Okay. Can you address anything about all the hype this week about the Chinese yuan and their relationship with the U.S. Federal Reserve System and all of that? And just our listeners may have some interest in knowing the truth about all of that, if it's a much more gentle rollout and not fireworks or whatever.
You allude to the fact that the currencies of the world are in process of being reset.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
And part of that reset is that the Federal Reserve is going to go away. You know that too.
Yes.
Marion on line two. Marion.
We have a Excuse me, are you saying we have a caller?
Yes, Marion on line two.
Okay, hold on just a minute till this answer is finished, and then Marion, I'll get to you. Okay. All right, we'll go ahead, Marion. Hello, Marion.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Welcome.
Okay. I said I've been having some issues in my life, and I wanted to know if there was anything that I could do to help my situation.
Yes. This is very hard homework. Are you sure you're ready for it?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I want you to, for at least 33 minutes every day, do something that's extremely fun for you.
For 33 minutes?
At least,
okay,
a minimum.
I'm having a lag time in what you're saying.
I'm saying for at least 33 minutes. Every day, I want you to have fun.
Oh, okay.
I want you to plan it ahead of time and execute it. It doesn't have to be a perfect match to the plan, but the intent
okay.
is the thing that's important.
Okay.
What's needed is for you to lighten up.
Okay.
Will you?
Yes, I definitely will. It's a little bit.
Yay!
It's a little bit heavy. So, I
lighten it up.
All right. Anything else?
You can do it.
Yes, yes, I can do it.
Yes.
I can do
anything
that.
Else?
Yeah, hold anything else I can do?
Hold the vision of what you want to occurring.
Okay, that's what I've been trying to do. And
that's
thinking of my
perfect.
Grandchildren.
Good for you.
All right, I will work on those two things.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. More power to you, dear one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been so hard to meditate because there's so much going on in my head.
So, congratulations for doing it anyway.
Thank you. You've been seeing. I'm sure you see that. I've been trying at least twice a day, but it's so hard to stay on course.
Let that idea go, please.
Okay. Can you give me any helpful hints for that?
Be only that which you want.
Okay. So keep at it.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time. I feel
You're
much better.
Yeah. Good.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much. You were speaking of the Federal Reserve going away. I've heard they're going to keep the actual electronic infrastructure that is checked every night, but just not the leadership and policy and ownership and all that.
Correct. But the infrastructure in place will be
good. Yes, because it's already built. No point in building another one if that one's going away. So, very good. All right. And that means that its collection on CRS also will lack any ability of accomplish anything the state has been doing.
Well, you and I both know the IRS is going away as well.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Now, I do have a question. When that happens, the EO side, the exempt organization side of the IRS, which is the place I deal with for my private charitable foundation, they would need to be overseen by someone. Have they placed or will they be placed like under the U.S. Treasury or
under the Treasury? Yes.
Under the Treasury?
Yes.
So even now, even though they carry the same three letters to start with, that's very good news. So that means it's probably cleaner and might have been.
You are being taken care of, and those that you're helping are being taken care of as well. Why? The intent.
Yeah. Isn't that pretty much the strongest thing there is as far as motivation?
Indeed it is.
Okay.
So intend that what you want.
Yeah. Very good rule. And not intend anything else.
Correct.
Good. This past Monday, the Community Farmland Initiative here on Maui gained enough signatures for them to be counted. And whatever. So they will make the quota. I see that as an excellent move energetically. But there's a pretty clear sense that it won't go anywhere, even if we were to have a ballot, even if we're passed. Is that correct?
That is correct, but the energy generated is excellent.
Yeah. There are people who worked very hard on getting my signatures, did a lot of education.
And the intent of those on Maui, for Maui, is great. Good intent.
Yes.
That okay. will carry much weight in itself.
That's true. Just the activity generated by the intent.
Yes.
And getting going. Good. All right. Even if it were to make it to a ballot, which, since it'll be different, don't know whether how that's going to work out. If it were to pass, by that time, would the city council situation have changed here so that it would be more regional, or the whole government will have changed?
The whole government will have changed, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, not an
issue. But your plan.
Yes.
Will work.
Okay.
So, go for that.
Go for it. Well, we're going to have a meeting with Antakula as soon as she's in a position to do so. And tell her and do it. We'll, as soon as we can, we'll be right in line.
Let's get her healed up first, shall we?
Yeah. I want her to come when we get the new energy efficiency machine. I want her to come be one of the guinea pigs for us to learn on, which I'm sure would be of help to her.
Yes. Okay.
So that's going to be exciting. She doesn't really know anything about that yet.
No, she doesn't know. But you don't have a new machine, but you have your existing machine. Why are you not using it on yourself?
Oh, because my days get filled up.
Well,
and that's not such a good plan.
Well, that's not the highest good, is it?
I think you're right.
You think I'm right?
Yeah. Okay. You are right.
You're funny.
Yes, it's been on my mind to get on the machine the last couple of days.
Will you?
Yes, I will. I'm on.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you for reminding me. All right.
Welcome.
Yes, and so she would be someone that would be helpful when we do get the machine. We need people to be guinea pigs for the training. I have a couple of other people in mind that I think would be willing and beneficial would like it. So that would be our plan. But definitely, and people in the staff. There are people in there.
As well.
Okay, very good. Our other project, the Conference Center, you know, this has just been slowed down for reasons that we don't really have control over, but I still see it coming and be the reality. Is that correct?
Most definitely.
All right. And we have quite a bit of plan, not on paper, but energetically pulled together. I think it's wonderful. And the way people will be able to come together.
Yes, they will.
Good. That's good.
Not only will they be able to, they will come together.
They will come, yes. Good. Yes. We want that. The earthquakes around the Pacific Rim the last couple of weeks. Can you make any comment about those?
Well, there are land masses that are going to be reappearing. This is part of that.
Okay, getting land to move and is under the surface.
Yes.
Okay, and will that be some semblance of what was Lemuria?
It will be some similar to what was Atlantis.
Atlantis?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought in our area it would be some of Lemuria.
Yes, in your area.
Oh, okay. But then in the Atlantic Ocean area it would be some of Atlantis.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I live in Hawaii. And a lot of us are very aware of the history and the Lemurian continent and so forth. So there's always that, oh, how much is it going to come back? And
well, there are many of you who lived on Lemuria.
Yes, this is true.
Including the one I'm looking
at. Yes, I know. I know I'm Lemuria.
Yes.
And the host?
As well.
As well. All right. I'm not surprised. Okay. Is Fukushima continuing to be settled down by the galactics and the
contained?
So there's like closing in on it, so to speak, at least keeping it contained.
Contained.
Yes. And we're very grateful for that. The other guys, the damage could be quite bad.
Yes.
Can you address how the whatever election will take place in this coming few months now, since the November election, first week of November, that is normal every 4 years, will not take place in that fashion at this time? Do you have a sense of the election, the real election will have? What it would be like?
It's not time for that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. That's okay. Yeah, I don't want to spoil anybody's things that are going on. Things that are being drawn back and forth between Trump and Hillary and Bernie and all this political distraction, if you will, in a way. Can you address the purposes of those three people and what how it's playing out that would be to everybody's advantage?
Well, every circus needs its clowns.
Oh, yes.
So we have clowns.
Okay. And some are conscious clowns and some are unconscious clowns.
Sure.
Okay. Playing a part they don't really see. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, well, it's a very interesting time to watch this play out and see what actually going to happen and change it.
Yes.
Okay. This cleanup and preparation for the humanitarian fund, is that moving forward, hopefully every day?
It is.
Okay, so there's progress towards what we know, that we will end up with an honest, transparent banking system. So we're moving in that direction.
Yes, we are.
Summary. Is there any comment you can make about how that's happening?
Well, there is a device that the Dark Powers have used to keep humanity down for quite some number of decades.
Yeah.
Called compound interest, which is going to go away. Compound interest, reasonable rates, will replace it.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good. It's very exciting where we're headed, and no matter what the circus is, as you say.
Yes.
Really does appear to be a circus. Okay. I'm going to stop here and give a phone number. If you happen to be on listen only and you want to ask, you have to hang up and dial a number. The lines are separate, okay? The toll-free dialing number for questions is 888-627-6008. And the backup number to that is 323-744-4831. And then I want to mention also that Rod is a transgender by appointment for individuals or groups. And if you have an interest in scheduling your own channeling, here's a phone number to call for that. It's 877-716-3488. 877-716-3488. And those channeling sessions can be remote, by phone, or there's ways to work out what you need, depending on where you are. All right, let's get back and see if we have any other caller in. Okay. Can you address the situation with Monsanto and GMOs generally around the world and any specific places that might need our attention and love?
We love every place, but those places poisons need it more.
Yes. And that would be certain test fields around the Earth.
Around the Earth, with test fields and places where they have been told the quote unquote benefits of the chemicals.
Right. Okay. So we can ask to be shown those areas of synthesis and love.
Love and have it go with moving.
Mm-hmm.
We can always do that.
Yes, beautiful. Right, okay. I see rising interest and a questioning about the use of the current vaccines in the United States. Not the original concept so much, but the large use of things with chemicals. Can you address the history of vaccines a little bit and of what value they were initially and what has happened?
Well, initially they were quite valuable. And the dark forces saw them as a tool that they could use to reduce the population. And they did so. So there is this great skepticism now about vaccines, and appropriately so. It's been abused.
That's it. It was a good idea when it started. It was simple.
Yeah.
And it's been abused for power and control issues. That,
of course.
Yeah. Okay. And since people are waking up more and more, I think there's going to be a definite downward trend or refusal to a growing refusal to use them. Do you see that happening? What do you think?
That is happening. It's a phase. There will be time coming after where all vaccines will be honest, so to speak, in that they will only be what they're purported to be, and therefore safe to use.
Okay.
But that's not today.
Not today, no. Not until a lot of leadership changes, companies change.
Yes.
Et cetera, along with what's in the vial. Yes, good. I'm very glad they're headed that way. And I'm very glad people are becoming more aware, paying more attention. Good. Can you say what's happening about the current 3D density Earth and Gaia and the new Earth that's reportedly created for us?
I think I understand the first part of the question being about what's happening with Gaia today.
Yeah.
And
then moving in the ascension process, moving into the new Earth that's reportedly been created.
Has been created.
Yeah. So how is that process on track? Can you comment about that at all?
The process is on track. The new Earth has been created. It is larger than the one that you inhabit.
Yes.
Although that is true.
Okay. And will Gaia pass into or through it at some point energetically, or how might that work?
When ascension happens for Gaia, it will pass through the new Earth, and everything that is going to ascend will go at least momentarily to the new Earth.
Okay.
When Earth, as you know it today, passes out the other side, it will only be building blocks that have been broken up into building blocks that can be used in other building projects. other planets, other asteroids.
Okay. Right. That's really good. So the energy that is expressed in the physical just gets used differently by having that happen. Okay. Great. And there are some of us who have symptoms of spaciness and weirdness, sometimes momentarily, sometimes for several minutes, sometimes longer. Is this an ascension pattern, or can you express any ideas about what's causing that?
Well, there are a couple of different things that could have happened. One, you could simply be down in a process where you're given information that you store your being for use at a later time.
Okay.
So it could be down.
Okay.
Or it could be that you're going through an initiation.
Yes, I have heard that before. Okay. All right. All right. And so my original concern has been when I personally experienced this, it was a concern because I didn't know what was happening. And at some point, I realized that, no, this is a good thing. But if other people are experiencing this, would be good for them to know that this, you know, this is a positive.
I'm into that.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And certainly because fear is not a place for being.
Fear is not.
No, not at all. Okay. A couple of people had asked me about the Obama family. Where they are now, have they moved to Dubai? Is the White House empty of decision makers? And what's all going on with that? Is that something you can address?
Obama negotiated with part of, at least, the while that's coming.
Yeah.
So his way out is to become the ambassador to Dubai. So he bought a mansion there, moved to it, operates from there. And the new elections are held, and the head of the government of your country is chosen, they will have the option to live in the White House.
Okay.
Change. Good. So, change.
Change. All right. So, what's there now is staff, no decision makers.
Correct.
Okay. All right. The situation with Cuba and the visit, and some people feeling that that's a true second declaration of independence that would be a real 100% declaration. Is there any validity in that? Can you address that at all?
I'm not quite sure what that about what you speak with. You want to give me a little more information?
I have been told that Cuba, the area of Cuba, was somehow involved in the American Revolution and all the negotiations that went on about the all the parts of that. And that our key to getting truly free of the British was for something to happen in Cuba. Is there any validity to that, or is that really?
There is.
There is. Okay, that was my feeling. Yeah.
Can you're correct.
Can you expand on that at all?
Beginning of your country, there were many hopes that you received. Cuba was one of those hopes.
Okay. Wow. That's one piece of history we haven't been taught, I think.
Won't show up in the school books.
Yeah. Okay, so then there's some validity to this declaration.
Yes.
Of, which would, the way it stands, would be real completion of the true intent.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But if you really, really want that,
yeah,
get behind Judge Anna.
She's exposing a lot of really good information. Brave woman, yes, brave woman.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is she a judge within the Republic? That's not an elected judge in the statutory system? Or both? Or?
She's a federal judge.
A federal judge?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's good. Okay. Yeah, I do usually pass on her newsletters. All right. I'd like to stop here and give you phone numbers again. If you're in listen-only mode, you have to hang up and call the Q&A line. And that's a toll-free line, 888-627-6008. And there's a backup line, 323-744-4831. Now, Rod is available for individual or couple or group channeling just by appointment. And so if you'd like information or like to schedule your own channeling, the number is 877, again, toll free, 877-716. 3488 877-716-488, and we'd be delighted to hear from you and schedule what will serve. So, here on Maui, we have often seen like lightning, but not lightning. So we affectionately named it plasma. But I guess either was the truth, or lack of a better word. That flashes to the southwest of us over the water, most likely, and goes away. It's not like lightning. It's flashes, big flashes. Can you tell us when we see that, what's going on?
Dark forces have in place some electronics that can generate what has happened.
Yes. So it looks like flashes to us, but wherever it is, it's energy storm or something.
Weather patterns.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And then about 5 years ago, my friend Berta and I walked on the opposite direction up the mountain of Haleakala, behind it, what looked like real lightning, except it wasn't vertical, it was horizontal. Was that other machine game playing?
It was.
It was, yes. It was spectacular, but we knew something was off. Because it went jagged across the horizon instead of up and down. Very interesting. Has that stuff, that those actions, have they backed off in the last few months with a few people?
They have, and they've eventually.
Yes, I would think so. But it has blocked.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Good. Moving in a positive direction. Cheer.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's pretty exciting. We just, people who lack the patience gene like me sometimes want it now. Fix it now. But I know to find timing is the only way.
Right. But there is much that is recurring. Enjoy.
Okay. So those of us who really see change coming and put our own energy, even just thinking about it, putting our own energy behind it, that helps to speed it up. That what you're saying?
Absolutely.
We've been told that it's really good to imagine living on the planet as it will be, mentally and emotionally as much as possible, to live there in consciousness and still function. Does that sound like a good idea?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a way to create that which you want.
And that's what we're supposed to be doing, right?
Well, you might as well make it that which you want.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, the gift of learning to manifest. Yes. Gift of manifesting. Very interesting. Okay. The currencies that will revalue because they need to revalue, can you address the process in any way of how 200, maybe give or take, currencies in countries around the world, how their economies will come into balance each with each other?
The process is one of looking at the resources of each country, and precious metals are part of those resources. The resources and their ability to produce. Both of those things are ways to value their currency. And then, once you've done that, you have to change the relative values of all the currencies in the world.
Yes, and that looks like a very daunting task to compare different cultures.
People tend to think it is a really daunting task. And truth is quite simple.
Okay.
Look at these two things. What are the resources? What's the production?
Yes.
And use that to value that country.
In relationship to an objective.
To all the other countries.
To all the other countries, right? Okay, and this is in process, we know.
It is indeed.
Mm-hmm. And moving properly?
Most of that.
What can you say to help anybody that would like to see the energy in the Middle East? Tensions drop, the energy's raised. Difficulty soften, that kind of thing. If there's something specific that you can suggest that any individual listening to this do to assist that area.
meditate on their being peace there. Be the light of there.
Okay. And visualize that and
yep.
Put energy into it. All right. All right. Beautiful.
Put that energy into the wood and give results.
It does help. It really does, right? Yeah.
Most definitely.
Very good. Well, can you address the situation as to Galactics here working quietly, silently, hiddenly here within humanity? Are there, does such a thing exist, and are the numbers increased?
Yes, there are those among you already. And there is coming the time when the ships will land openly and welcome.
And it's our job to welcome them.
Absolutely. I highly recommend it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, I feel that we've had a tremendous amount of help from many realms over the last few years, decades, whatever, to keep us going long enough to get to this transition point. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. All right. Do you see Hillary Clinton having any kind of a significant government or non-government position, say 6 months from now?
I don't know that you could exactly call it a government position, but I suppose under some stretch of imagination you could. The inmates are part of what's happening.
That's exactly where I realized you were going. Yes, and that's where she's headed.
Correct.
Yeah. And good people have pulled together enough evidence that it will really stand up.
They've got tons of it. As you.
I do know. I am familiar with that. And very proud of them to have the courage to go and do what needs to be done in that way. Okay. I find it very interesting that Donald Trump and his demeanor, speeches, and so forth seems to have a very carefree attitude. He's speaking his mind, or is part of his mind, doesn't really care, is not afraid to say the things he wants. Is it because he knows that he's playing a role right now?
He absolutely knows what's going on. And he's having a ball.
That's the way it looks. A total blast.
It looks that way because it is
that. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. To be able to just step out there and do something because you know there's no risk.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, I am so grateful to you for being here today. Thank you so very much. And we appreciate your answers and your presence.
Most welcome, Jeff. And do remember to send love to Mother Earth. And all
the little ones,
all of them.
And the big ones. Yes. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
That's
I'm very grateful. Namaste. Well, all you wonderful listeners, Let me give numbers again for information about scheduling your own channeling or group or a couple. The number is 877-716-3488. This call will be put in the archive within 24 hours, and it will be labeled ISIS. And we're very grateful for her being here today and her wisdom. And we will be back next week, same time, and trust that you will join us. And we would love to have more questions, if anything can be asked. But we appreciate you being here, and we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful, loving, happy, joyous, progressive week. Bye.